So before we finish the perek, there's one Tosfos over here. Again, this is a whole different discussion for a whole nother day, but really this Tosfos warrants a lot of attention, and that is the last Tosfos in the first perek of Masechtas Moed Kan. So the Gemara says that Rav said, I heard from Ata Tzaida, he gave me some advice. This is what he told me. He said, the best time to eat a fish is right before it spoils. Then he told him a few other things. Says Tosfos, Tosfos says, don't try this at all. Tosfos says, even though the Gemara says, eat a fish before it spoils, but Bismana said, this is not the way it is. Says Tosfos, not just that. Rav said that one of the other things Abba Tzaita told him was, is that after you eat fish, you should drink the fish's father. Who's the father of the fish? The water. That's also not something you're supposed to do today. Don't drink water, says Tosfos, after you eat a fish. Even though the Gemara says it's good, it's not okay. So the Gemara said, Rav heard from Ata Tzaida, eat fish before it spoils. Lo nachon. The Gemara said, very good to drink water after you eat fish. Also not nachon. So says what's going on over here. We know that the Metzias is not like what it says in the Gemara. So Tosfos says, v'shem. It could be nishtanu. Maybe the Metzias changed. K'moya refuah shel the Talmud. Just like all the refuahs that you find in the Gemara, she'ena tovus b'zman hazeh, that don't work today. And yet the Gemara talks about it. Must be because it was nishtanu hateva. So Tosfos says in that same vein, it was nishtanu hateva. Oy, Tosfos says, I have a plan B. If you're not comfortable with this answer, I can give you another answer. And that is Shemen Nahara is the Bava Ma'iluloitvei. Maybe the water in Bava was different, and that water is good to drink after you eat a fish. But Tosfos' first teretz is that nishtanu hateva. Either way, this idea of nishtanu hateva is something that Tosfos mentions in a few different places in Shas. It comes up in a few different contexts. We've done raid bites on all the different refuahs of Chazal and how they apply to Bizman Hazeh. We'll post, Be'ezus Hashem, one of those raid bites as a related raid bite, but just one Marum Makum that's kedai to mention, and that is, there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoridei Siman Kuf Tes Zayin, that talks about dvarim, things that a person shouldn't do, mipnei ha-sakana. And the Shulchan Aruch gives this very famous disclaimer and says that all the things that are aser, mipnei ha-sakana, you should know, are even more chomer than things that are aser, mishum iser. Listen to the Lashon of the Ramah. V'chein yizor mikol dvarim ha-mevin lidei sakana. All things of sakana are very, very severe. Ki sakanta chamira me'isura. V'ishlochesh yoyser l'safik sakana m'l'safik iser. And then the Ramah goes on and he gives examples of things that are awesome yishum sakana. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Agos and Shulchan Aruch on this Ramah, says the Ramah mentioned a list of things, basically collecting different Gemaras and Chazals that are awesome yishum sakana, and he mentioned them. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's a few that Tosfos left out, I'm going to mention. And this is the first one Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Ein lishtois mayim achar dogen. You should not drink water after you eat fish, Dahavi sakana, because it's a sakana. I don't know what the minhag ha'olam is, bizman hazeh, people are makbid on this or not, but either way, it's a Tosfos in my kan, daf yud aleph amud aleph. Rabbi Kiva Eger already brought it in Shulchan Aruch, so now Rabbi Kiva Eger took it from the times of the Bali Tosfos right into the 18th and the 19th century, where Rabbi Kiva Eger brings lamaisa this idea not to drink water immediately after you eat fish.